It's happening now. We're talking about it. This is Hamilton Today with Scott Thompson on 900 CHML.
This is a fascinating story. I'm not sure you're aware that today is Heart Valve Disease Awareness Day. What do you mean you didn't know? And this is a fascinating story. Hamilton resident Cole Morrow has firsthand experience with a disease, a heart valve disease. He was training to become a physician assistant when a classmate noticed he had a murmur. If this isn't a great excuse or reason why we should all be getting into healthcare, I don't know what else is. So let's bring in Cole Morrow, interventional radiology physician assistant in Hamilton. Cole, thank you for the time. I hope you're doing well.
Thank you, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I don't know why I couldn't say interventional, but there you go. Interventional radiology physician assistant. There you go. So, Cole, first of all, congratulations. You're off on your career. And what's it like for you to be in the healthcare industry? I'm sort of coming at this from the side here.
Well, you know, it's a really interesting field. It enables me to continuously learn new things. And being a physician assistant, especially, I can practice in a number of different healthcare and medicine disciplines, which has been really awesome. I was just working in surgery, and now I'm into interventional radiology. And I came over from Toronto to work in Hamilton. I've worked in Hamilton Health Sciences as well as St. Joseph's Hospital. Really the community, the medical community here in Hamilton is really, really wonderful. So I really love working here.
So Cole, tell us your story. What happened?
So I, when I moved over from Toronto to Hamilton, I switched family doctors, and they asked me to do a blood pressure test. And I tested my blood pressure, and it was quite abnormal. So my new family doctor ordered some new tests, an ultrasound of the heart, which confirmed that I had a structural heart abnormality in my heart valve. Almost had completely failed, and I had some pretty extensive remodeling of the left side of my heart as a consequence of it. So I immediately was able to be seen by a cardiovascular surgeon and a cardiologist that I'd actually worked with earlier at the Jurevinsky intensive care unit. And I was able to get my surgery kind of within a month, and really I was very fortunate to kind of identify that before I had any symptoms, because I was pretty close to developing heart failure, and that would have been pretty awful. There are a lot of people that encounter this disease sort of because they will go into heart failure, and I'm really, really happy that wasn't the case for me.
So how are you feeling at the time, Cole? Did you know anything was wrong with you? And again, it was just this test that drew attention to it. You were fine, feeling fine?
Well, it's funny, because I've always been very athletic. I rode bike all the time. I was going up Claremont Access maybe three or four times in a row, like four exercises. So I felt great. But I always noticed that my pulse was really, really, just visible. I could see in my neck, my carotid pulse was really, really, present. And people would notice it. And that was really a consequence of the valve failing and not being able to hold the blood in. I noticed that. I thought that was strange, but I mean, when you're in medicine and when you're young, you kind of think, oh, that could never happen to me. And in my case, it did. And I'm really, really lucky that we have such an awesome healthcare access in Hamilton. I was able to get that looked after.
So this was a heart valve issue. Is this common? Is this typical of heart failure?
A heart valve issues can be common. It's mainly more common in older individuals, but in some cases there are congenital abnormalities, or if individuals have certain infectious diseases when they're young, like rheumatic fever, they can be more predisposed to developing these heart valve diseases, and my valve was my aortic valve, but there are four other valves in the heart, and so any of those can be affected from a variety of different causes. So it is pretty common, and one of the most important things one of the most important tools that we have to identify them is that stethoscope exam that can be done at a primary care office with a family doctor, a nurse practitioner, or a physician assistant.
So this is just listening to your heart is the best way, or one of the best ways, easiest ways to detect this.
Exactly. And as you had mentioned, when I was in school, when I was training to be a physician assistant, a couple of my classmates would listen to my heart, and they noticed that I had a murmur, but we weren't really trained ears at that time. And so if I had my stethoscope exam sort of a year later or 2 years later, when our ears were a bit more trained, maybe that would have been picked up on. When I had my diagnosis, it was kind of in the middle of COVID. So I didn't actually get into my family doctor to get the diagnosis or to get the stethoscope check. I went to get an echocardiogram, which was that ultrasound of the heart. But ultimately, my family physician's office and my nurse practitioner did the great thing to kind of move me along and get a diagnosis pretty quickly, and owe them my life. It was really, really, really a great care.
Signs to look for, Cole. You talked about an irregular or a really hard, heavy pulse. What sort of signs would you look for? Any idea?
Yeah. So things like palpitations. So if all of a sudden you feel like your heart is racing, if you have some intermittent chest pains, and then obviously, like I had mentioned, if you have these very prominent pulses, are sort of some of the signs that you can see in sort of more advanced diseases. But really, a lot of it is not very noticeable from a symptom point of view, but from a physical exam point of view, when you get a stethoscope check, it's quite easy to hear any sort of heart disease, and so that's why getting a stethoscope check is just so valuable.
Getting the medical, Cole Mora with his interventional radiology physician assistant in Hamilton, and celebrating Heart Valve Disease Awareness Day because he's a survivor of it. And the reminder, too, if something doesn't seem right, get it checked out. Cole, thanks for the time and insight. Much appreciated. Good luck.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.